There's once again an integration process occurring. The energies of Archangel Uriel being integrated into the vessel. We are here with you once again. Through your central column is the Archangel Uriel to speak as a messenger in fusion with the energies of the Arcturians to the left and the Sirians to the right. And we wish to express to you that there is a reason for the energies in their location, in the aura, in the energetic field of the vessel. We know that those among us in this group, the souls that are we see on their elevated level, as beings from ninth dimensional reality. This is your most elevated state at the current evolution, if you perceive it through your time presently. And we understand that as you are seated in this planetary existence, that you have an understanding of the balance of the central and the left and the right frequencies of energy. As we understand that you have been bringing and seeding the energy of the Kabbalistic knowledge upon the earth. And we do wish to thank you for your connection in this way. You understand, as you have come with this purpose and intent to re-seed or open the seed, if you will, to allow that seed to sprout once again on the planet. As it is an important energy to be activated at this time. And it is a grounding energy that grounds the angelic forces. And it is the language of our angelic nature, you see. It is each letter of your language that you are speaking when you speak in the Kabbalistic knowledge is seeding upon the planet a cosmic energy that is then released on the planet Earth. And we wish to relay to you and give you the energy of our being in order to amplify what it is that you are doing in every moment of your reality and everything that you speak, every bit, every letter, every speech pattern has the force of our angelic being. So hold a moment in your consciousness and allow us to infuse this energy from your crown chakra and through to your pineal, and an activation will occur in this location. There is a clearing occurring here, you understand. So you will experience a violet energy within your pineal gland that is projected out through the top portion of your aura. And this will allow you to connect further and more deeply with the language of the angels. And both the Sirians and the Arcturians also have their understanding of this connection through the cosmic layers, if you will. And they each infuse their understanding of this language as well, because they are representatives of the right column of energy and the left column of energy. And your understanding of the right and left hemispheres of your brain as well. And our angelic force is a conduit to infuse, to combine these energies. A And now you may feel the energy going down through from your pineal, through your center, and to your solar plexus, where we may amplify and vibrate this area. So if you can imagine, in this navel area, the light that is within you. If you can imagine a ball of vibrant light, and this is the seed of your soul, the seed of your soul that is connected to all that is. And this seed of your soul can vibrate outward into the universe, and this is what we wish to activate in you as well, the energy and the openness to allow this to be portrayed, to be given upon the world, to be shared with the world, because each of you has a deep essence of your soul that is important in the sharing of this planetary existence. And it is time to activate it and not to hold back. This is the year of your blossoming. And this is not an individual blossoming. This is the blossoming of your soul energy into this planet. And so this is not about you doing something great and feeling that your ego has accomplished something. This is you releasing the energy upon this earth that you came here to release. So if you can take a moment and feel this energy being released, feel this energy filling your aura from your seed level, from your solar plexus, a brilliant white light that is your true being, a brilliant essence of energy and consciousness that is an unconditional love, and not a love that you humans know, not to the limits of that love, a love that goes beyond anything that you could imagine on this planet, but to try to, for a moment, just imagine that it is the divine essence of true unconditional love. Take a moment and visualize this and feel it. And this is where we connect to you at this level of unconditional love. And this is a love that is centered in the planet Earth and projects out from her core to all of the creatures on this planet, including yourselves. And you are here to help all of the beings to elevate to their next level. And in doing so, you are elevating yourselves on this planetary realm and also your being throughout the dimensional realities. You exist on many dimensions, and you can connect to your soul as it exists on many other realities. And we are so grateful that you have asked us to be here with you. Your souls have asked us to be a part of your existence and to share in your evolution at this time and to help you with your helping humanity to evolve. And in asking, we are grateful and joyous that we may instill upon you our various frequencies. And you can call upon us at any time so that we may assist you. We may not assist you unless you call upon us. And this is part of what you are doing as beings living in this physical reality, is to assist humanity in knowing this, knowing that you are not beings that are alone and separate. The human race is an elevated being that has the opportunity to excel and be a part of the greater universe. And to know that there is no such thing as separation. That we are all one, we are all a part of the same universal consciousness. And in that universal consciousness, we express in various ways. And we bring all back those expressions to the whole, to the oneness. And together, we are constantly creating a beautiful evolutionary experience. And this is part of what you are seeding upon this planet, is this understanding. And to elevate beyond the simple understanding that you are just a being with limbs, that you are vibrant, radiant sources of light that have limbs to express presently in this certain way. And all of your counterparts in the Arcturian realities and in Sirian existences are rejoicing in what you are doing. And please, we stress once again that it is so important that you recognize that you are not so small. We can see the millions that are connected to your spirits on this planet and how you are elevating them. And you have chosen to be exactly as you are because you are able, in what you are now, to connect to each soul that has that energy, that has that particular pattern, that you came into this world with an idea of your pattern. And in that pattern, you are connected to every other human being and new souls on this planet that have come that are needing your radiation in order to give them a boost, in order to help them to reach their next level of existence. And only in being instilled in the frequency of that pattern are you able to help them. And so each step and each connection that you make, you are radiating that to them on that frequency. So if you have a struggle with a certain personality, we would wish not to say disorder, but a disease, if you will, where there is something troubling you, and may have since you were some small child, it is because you are there to transform this and change that frequency and elevate it. And only in coming with that pattern can you do this. So we wish to express that you appreciate that you came with that choice, each of you in your individual way, to help those on a particular pattern to release that. And you came with the understanding that you would help each other in doing so. And there is never a coincidence in where you meet and how you meet, and whom you meet, ever. Even if you pass someone on the street, you are passing something to them. And if you can walk upon the street and elevate your consciousness, and you walk by that person that is on a similar frequency as you in your patterning in human reality, then you can elevate them. And you need not know that this is happening. We are here to tell you that it is happening. It is time for you to know. Your souls are ready to know this, to have this understanding. You had to integrate into your experience of being humans, and not just in this time, but in many lifetimes, in order to understand the patterning, become the patterning, so that you could overcome the patterning. Knowing that this time upon Earth was extremely significant. With the energies that are coming from the core of the galaxy, in support by many, many, many other actual galaxies within this universe, in support of this transition that is occurring, you have a much higher knowing as your higher selves, you see, and they are here to support you at all times. And when you come together like this and have discussions and elevate your consciousness as you have today just by speaking what is on your mind, this brings in the angels. This brings in beings of a higher nature in their evolutionary processes of awareness. Not higher in the sense that they are better. Just having an elevated awareness of their nature and where they fit in to the universe. And instilling that consciousness from your higher selves onto this planet, you are greatly assisting and helping those beings that are perhaps have only lived an existence of their soul on planet Earth and are needing to go to the next level. You see that there are souls being born constantly. Birth is a continual on all levels of existence. And so new souls are constantly being reborn, and as you can assist them in their evolutionary processes, you have been around for much longer and have had time to develop your awareness. So we sincerely ask you to trust that inner core of yourselves, and to allow your soul to connect to your higher aspect. And whenever you are in any doubt at all, remember that you are much more and you came here with a purpose. And when you are experiencing the struggles of daily life, remember to hold that essence of that connection with your higher being. And remember, I am here in order to bring that higher essence to this patterning that I'm experiencing. And whenever I can remember this, I have an opportunity to elevate that frequency of vibration. We wish to open to you the opportunity to speak your questions.
Question about Jill's connection with the evolutionary collective, and where did that establish itself, and why did that come about?
This evolutionary collective, for which there has been a connection to this conduit, is related through time, you see. There is always a connection to all of you, to these beings, these light beings, on this seventh dimensional reality that they exist upon. However, they do travel through dimensional experiences. They are a core creative being. They are involved in the creation of your universe from the very inception. In fact, many have called them by a name in the past called the Elohim, the creator gods. These are the creators of your universe, in conjunction with the souls of the consciousness and the angelic beings. They are the building blocks, if you will, of the energetic force of molecular creation. They fuse together with all of the consciousness in the vicinity, if you will, but there is no such thing as the space, as you know. There is a gathering, and then worlds are created in that gathering. And this is the God force that causes this to occur. It is pure consciousness united. And there are many aspects of being that are required to create a new world. And this is quite a topic of discussion. And we could go on for some time about the creation of the universes. However, that was a little beyond the question. And perhaps for another time. However, in answer to your question, the being that is the present conduit has asked in their Sirian reality, which is their highest level of being, to be able to relate the energy of the core of creation of these beings and to express their view at this time, because it is an opportunity. The opening that is existing is an opportunity for humanity and for the Mother Earth to understand this level of creative force. You see. So there was an agreement. They have developed in a different manner. They are different types of beings in their evolutionary process. But they are all connected, as you are all connected. So you can always ask to be connected to the evolutionary collective of light beings and other light beings that are on that dimensional level, that were born of creation as pure light and never left pure light. Are there other questions?
So many questions, it's hard to decide which question. Is there something that you feel it would benefit us to know at this time, since we can't decide on a question?
We cannot help but express to you the interest in the Rav's pillow.
That's a question.
It is circling in the consciousness of all concerned.
I totally forgot about that question.
And we wish to express to you, and we do know that you know this, but that nothing happens without a purpose and without a meaning. And on our level of existence, we see beyond all of the seemingly intricate or detailed picture that happens as you go through a consecutive life chronology, and where you do not see how one thing fits in a particular puzzle. We see beyond that at all times, and this is because we have a consciousness that sees this way. We have developed this through time and experiences on many worlds. So we wish to you, firstly, to delve into your own understanding as to why you imagine that you may have been given this gift, to carry the essence with you, and that is what it is. You are carrying an essence, and it may seem petty, and the reasons actually for it are particularly insignificant. But the meaning behind you carrying it, no matter what it is, see, and why, on a surface level is irrelevant. It is the meaning for each of you that you are given a gift to carry the energy of a righteous soul. And you do carry that energy with you. And this is just a symbolic gesture, you see. A powerful symbolic gesture, a gift for your consciousness. And each of you will have your own understanding within this. But think for a moment what you have been given to carry. It is not a pillow. It is the energy and essence of the Rav, who you know on many levels. And each of you are warriors of the essence of what this powerful being came here to Earth to share with humanity and to hold that energy, and to share it with the world. And each of you holds a bit of that consciousness with you as you carry this seemingly physical object. And as you share it, as you share the consciousness of this carrying, and there is symbology in the carrying, there's symbology in the movement of it, and in your movement, and in your journey from one place to another. You are each carrying quite the journey. You're each traveling in this year. This is the beginning of quite an experience of a year. And each of you has your way, your new blossoming in this. And this is, as you are all moving physically, you are moving spiritually as well. And we are holding an essence between you of this journey and the meaning behind this journey, that you may find meaning in every moment, in every step, in every roll of your wheels. And there's much symbology in this as well. This is a turning point. As your wheels rotate along the highway, your souls are turning. We envelop you with our energy. Each one of you is wrapped in the energetic wings of our angelic being. And the Arcturians are giving you a projection of a three-dimensional form of the tree of the flower of life in your crown chakra above your head. And they, within this flower of life, in this three-dimensional form, they project their energy, which is a connection to the seed of the planet and creation itself, into the grid energy of planet Earth, so that you may connect to that aspect of creation and bring this into your being. And you can connect to that formation. And this will bring you in alignment with this, with the grid of planet Earth, so that you may infuse your energy into her grid system. And connect along these lines of the flower of life to all other beings on this planet. And from the Syrians, the gift of the heart, and your playfulness and spirit and liveliness, and your creativity from the right aspect of your brain, and sharing from this heart center. And we are communicating with you, Assyrians, always through your heart and through your sharing, through your gifts of creativity in music and art and expression and sharing and teaching and connection with all of the beings on Earth. Remember to find us here in your heart. Remember to release us. To release that aspect of yourself which has joy in the earth and shares that joy with others. And stretches into the beauty of reality on earth. Laugh! This is our energy. This is our energy of our being. It is joy. It is freedom.
It's great. Yes.
You can call upon us in that energy at any time that you need it, and we know that you need it often, as your task is so great. Yet we are with you. And so many humans need this. So breaking out in laughter at anything, and a smile, a sincere smile that comes from your heart and envelops those around you, is contagious. You can look to our little Syrian friends that have been seated on this planet as guides for you in the way to be in tune and relaxed and in pure enjoyment. And you know who they are.
Yeah.
That it is okay to stretch and just be at times, slowing down and just breathing in.
Yeah.
Breathing in existence and stretching your being into the land and into the sky.
Question on that note, does my mother have a Syrian influence?
Your mother Blanca was an important Egyptian priestess. And this was an essence that she has denied in this reality. She, for some reason, we see that she has a blockage to this time. And if she were to open up into that existence, that is a key for her to awaken in this life. As something happened in this period of time that was very upsetting to her, something that she was unable to prevent. And this is for her to explore in herself. And it has to do with the concept of slavery. And it's not just a slavery of physical beings, but in the consciousness. And she did not stand up against this at some point. And this has caused her quite a bit of strain, you see, and has caused her to entrap herself and enslave herself. But she can release this. She has an opportunity to release this in this lifetime, and this will change her entire reality presently, and allow her to now give this gift of release to the planet. Her connection to extraterrestrial beings is on the level of the Pleiadians, you see. She has that connection to the Mother Essence and the Protector of Earth, the Protectors of Earth. And she has the opportunity to connect with that energy and to bring that alive and to release much of the energy of slavery of consciousness upon this planet, if she can do this. And her entrapment physically is a symbology. And her higher self is waiting for her to recognize this symbology. And it is not necessary for anything complicated to happen in order for this to occur. She can recognize this at a soul level, and in doing so, make a conscious connection to allow that to release. You're feeling a lot of tension and gripping. Yet, she has such the potential of spirit to make others come alive. In her beautiful laugh, which is the laugh of Mother Earth. In her priesthood, in Egyptian times, she spent much time in the pyramidal structures and assisting others in connecting with the earth and with the Pleiadians. She was a conduit for the energy of the Pleiadians and Mother Earth. This was an important role. Does this assist?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
How else can we help Mother Earth?
This is a beautiful question, as Mother Earth waits for the question. She is an incredibly patient being. And she is so excited about this opportunity. And she is recognizing all the lights on her surface that are assisting her. And just in recognizing that, you are opening a doorway to her, to connection with her. There is a mutual understanding between the beings that have been created from Earth and the consciousnesses that are still instilled upon these within these beings, and the very energy and essence of her being. And Mother Earth needs the energy that is coming, that beings upon her, if you will, are bringing into her core. They are all important. All of the creatures and life and energy that is upon her adds to her reality, adds to her energy, adds to her development, you see. So all are important, and each has a particular consciousness that they add to her whole, and in unison they continually create more and more and more of the evolutionary process of what occurs here. And it is a beautiful infusion, this planet, and has many beings have come involved through the ages in the process of evolution of planet Earth and all the beings upon her. And so by recognizing this and understanding the unity of all beings and seeing the light that travels between all beings. And when you think of a particular being and you think of the core of Mother Earth, you are adding more energy to that connection. And all these strands of light can be amplified. And many think that you need to actually do physical things and to care for Earth. And yes, this is true, but all of this is a result of first the consciousness. More will be changed by consciously imagining and projecting that intention to help and assist Mother Earth. And when one does this by infusing their energy through their consciousness, through imagining, through feeling, it does not matter how it occurs in your conscious reality, by doing this, this is what changes all the outward experiences. Because when you are connecting to the tree and the bird and the dirt and the rocks and the energy thereof and to the very core of planet Earth and to the air that is breathed and the molecules and the consciousness within the molecules of the air. All of this, when this occurs, one does no longer wish in any way to harm any of this, and one has the consciousness to know what is harming, and one speaks to the air and speaks to the dirt below your feet and speaks to the leaves of the trees, and they speak back and tell you what they need, and then one knows not to do certain things or to do certain things, and plants are meant to be infused within you and integrated into the energy of your being by consuming. And within each thing that you eat, there is a particular energy that becomes a part of your being. And by doing so, you are fulfilling the purpose of these beings in their reality, in particular cases. Some beings on planet Earth are meant to integrate with you in other ways. And we could go on about this for quite some time. But you have the ability to actually connect with all of the essences of Earth and to understand where and how they may be integrated into your being, and you can integrate into their being and elevate them. It is a mutual process. And when this occurs, the consumption as it exists on this planet no longer will happen, because there will be an understanding as to a balance and a renewal between all species, and which you consider that you think or your sciences believe are not alive, that are actually alive, including the air and the water is alive with consciousness. We wish to envelop you with this understanding so that you may begin to breathe the consciousness. Breathe the consciousness that is all around you and infuse with it so that you may have a mutual understanding and regeneration. Take one more small question, and then we need to release the vessel from the energies.
I don't know how small it is. I just have one of the actual book of the Soho that Jill and I have been distributing, and others have been distributing, and we're encouraging Jill to bring to India. It is as significant as I feel, or what? How it? Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Of course it is as significant as you feel. Trust your feelings. Within this so-called book, and it's not the book, again, we wish to express to you, everything in your physical world is in essence a symbol that holds energy on a consciousness level. You are learning about the spherot, if you understand. Everything has a counterpart in a higher reality. This is not just a book. This is a representation of the higher realities, the consciousness of an elevated level. Within every single letter, there is a connection to the higher realms. And you think you are putting a book in this place. You are not putting a book in this place. You are putting a connection to all the higher realms of the cosmos. The finer frequencies of the universe, the consciousness at every level of existence and its diversity, has a connection with what you see as a physical object It is the energy behind it. It is those that brought it forth. It is the energy that brought it forth that is being represented here. And you know that, or else you would not be doing so. Trust your feelings. If you learn to trust them, you will have no doubt as to what you are doing. Remember this, if nothing else. Everything I am experiencing in my physical reality has some connection, some message for me, and exists in a higher level of reality with a deeper meaning. And you can be delivering many different types of books. And there are many books that hold a lot of energy that have been brought forth through various channels and not necessarily knowingly as a channel. There is a lot of wonderful energy that has been brought from the higher realms to this planet. This particular one holds all of the levels that can be connected to on this planet. And when we see this as the object that it is in this reality upon your object table, we see a fire of light beaming forth. And we see every single letter beaming forth that energy. You see, we are seeing the object on its multidimensional level. Just as we see you in this way. And we see you as the representatives within this physical reality. And you see yourselves as closed and separate and individual. Just as you see this book as something separate and individual. And as an object with a cover and pages and letters and ink. You are not this physical body that you are. This is not your limitation. And thus the book is not its limitation in this physical world. It is just the manifestation here in you, what you call in your Kabbalistic speech, that Malchut, grounded into the physical reality. Here it is, it's a representation. But it is more. Just as we see the consciousness in each thing, we even see the consciousness behind the creation of this table. It was forced, it is manifested in a reality that was concerned with what you would call the greed and its manufacture, and we feel the essence of that. But upon this table you have pure light. And in this pure light, it is infused into the consciousness of this table, you see. Do you understand? With that, we wish you to join in your energies. We would wish you to imagine a circle of light going around your being, the four of you. You can hold hands if you wish. Jesus, imagine your core at the core light that we expressed earlier that is coming from your solar plexus and radiating outward. But imagine all those connected in a ring of light. A deep ring of light that keeps getting stronger and stronger as you spin around this. And you can do spinning in both directions in connection to all aspects of energy receiving and sharing and coming inward and outward. And imagine the sharing. This will connect you and connect you at a higher level of your souls. And imagine the spiral of light connecting your souls. And then, please, imagine this spiral projecting outward upon the planet. As you are grounding upon the surface of the planet all the souls that exist here, the energy from your souls that is so important. May you always remember your higher connection. The gifts you have been given on this planet, and your reason for being.